Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Corn grows on a field of rice.
Not true, not true.
Rice. Rice is Chinese spaghetti.
It is actually true. You can make rice spaghetti.
Yeah.
Are we just ready to go?
Spaghetti is also Chinese.
What?
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. All right. Are we recording? I can't blow his mind before the show. Are we good?
Yeah.
That's Marcus, and I am Ben, and then to my left is this one fella. He is handsome and pretty, and I like him.
Bow before me.
Uh-oh.
I am the one true king, Lord Rael. Born in future Israel.
Oh, wow.
Brought to you by a space boat.
Why'd you come back to Earth, Rael?
Oh, because I longed for Doritos.
Doritos brought you back.
While I was floating in space.
Really? What do you think about the new Taco Bell Dorito Shell Taco?
I am entranced by it.
Are you going to go Cooler Ranch or Nacho Cheese?
Every option is on the table. Lord Rael chooses to have chicken in his Doritos.
Oh, healthy.
Taco.
That's good. Of course, that's Lord Rael, and he's going to be one of the subjects of today's conversation.
My favorite person.
He is quite amazing. Today, we're going to be discussing the wonderful world of fake Jesuses.
We're going to go back and say... big ups to the original fake Jesus
Indeed.
Of Bethlehem. Good work, guy.
Numero one.
You're setting the template for some really funny shit.
Honestly, if you look at the Rael YouTube videos, if Jesus did come back, he'd sound and look exactly like the Lord Rael.
I honestly think...
he'd look and sound exactly like an ex-felon from Chicago.
Exactly. Yeah.
Raymond Elwood
from
Chicago.
Raymond Elwood Howard Lear.
Yes.
Yeah, it was either being a fake Jesus or being a blues singer, so he didn't have... many options when your name is Raymond Elwood.
So we wanted to touch on a couple of fake Jesuses just at the very top because they are fun. First of all, it made me go back into the archives and watch some good old-fashioned turquoise-level David Icke.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, man, when he was in the turquoise phase of his life, I was watching this great interview with him and him just saying, when the BBC guy is trying to speak with him and they all sound very reasonable and he's just like, so mean to really tell me, Mr. Icke, that you are the one true Lord and God. And he's just like, I never said anything necessarily to the opposite. Like, it's like, what are you talking about?
Something about turquoise jumpers makes people go absolutely mad. I don't fully understand it.
I'm also going to say this up top before we even get into the deep fucking Rael bullshit. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say is, I know back in the day Jesus said, I don't want to perform miracles because I think it should be about my teachings and not about the magical things I can do.
But not about the showmanship.
Yes, but it's the year 2013, all right? We got Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj.
That's right.
It is officially about the showmanship.
That's right. Beyonce,
I need some miracles.
Jay-Z.
If you are Jesus, I want you to do something fun.
We have a morbid obesity problem in this country. Let's get some more food around here.
I want you to turn
fish.
Real tiny and jump into Barbara Bush's bra and pop out of her fucking shirt.
Oh my goodness, the Barbara Bush tiny person impersonator trick.
Can you imagine that?
That's phenomenal. That? Oh, I feel a little tickle in my timbles.
That makes me so hard. Just thinking about a tiny little man all up and if I could just shrink down and just crawl up Barbara Bush's silky blouse.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Slide in between all her many little folds and layers. Just hey, Barbara, what are you doing there?
I've never seen.
Oh, I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this tiny man and his many pleasures.
Oh, she loves you.
Yeah, because the clit will be the size of a fucking basketball hoop.
Oh, I was going to say.
And it's going.
You're using it like a speedball. Yeah, speed bag.
And she's just going, oh, juicing all over her fancy sheets.
It'll be dangerous, though. You could drown in Barbara Bush's juices. Yeah, you
Bush
have to be careful.
Over there, just thank God someone else is doing the job.
Oh, no doubt.
Because he spends hours down there.
Oh, his gums are all bleeding constantly. Oh, yeah.
He can't do
teeth
that
are gone.
He's an old man now.
George H.W. and Charlie Sheen have the exact same teeth for two completely different reasons. But Charlie Sheen, drug use, and then, of course, George H.W.
Running the world.
That's running the world in
he's got Illuminati teeth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Jagged and sharp. Ready to eat through bone.
But, yes, again, so if you're a fake Jesus, do something fun.
Indeed.
So
let's get a miracle in there.
Another good fake Jesus was the Jesus of Siberia, Vissarion, that someone posted on the last...
Vissarion,
I'm sorry. someone posted a great doc about it on the last podcast page.
Yes.
And it is very funny. That's, again, it's an idyllic little town that looks like Norway from Epcot.
Ah,
it's
yeah,
it's like
of course.
Little houses.
Fake Norway.
Yes, or have you ever seen the movie Santa Claus, the original one with Dudley Moore?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the houses they all live in. It's all like colored like wood houses, like tiny little cottages, and the women and the men go to separate like areas, like, and all the little girls are taught that they'd like need to, you know, serve the man and take care of the man,
sure.
And they like, of course, and then
proper
Vissarion. What's right? Vissarion, right?
Vissarion.
Vissarion. What a fucking douchebag.
Russian.
He's
well, are we going to be able to hear some of these people speak? You got some.
We're going to hear Lord Rael speak.
Okay, good.
Quite a bit.
And he's, I mean, do you feel like out of all the fake Jesuses that you guys have done research on, that we have done research on, Lord Rael is sort of the top fake Jesus?
I mean,
the thing about him is that he's just got the pizzazz. He's got the X factor
now,
that these other guys don't have.
Does he wear a turquoise jumper, though?
No.
He transcends the jumper.
He rides a horse.
Yeah. Ah, well, that's better.
He wears robes,
okay.
Red and white,
need
the
it.
Color of the Knights Templar.
And he looks like the record executive from Wayne's World.
Ah,
he
yes.
Looks like Mr. Big.
He holds all the power.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It's really strange. He just like, when he said yes, he does look like Raymond Lear from Chicago. He looks like a deep dish pizza.
Well, however, he has gained quite a bit of weight since his mugshot in 2005 when he was arrested for felony battery of his wife.
We're going to get into
oh,
this.
Oh, please. Please. The Lord's laws don't abide by man's laws.
Let's just do a couple other, and then just run through a couple other fake Jesuses. Just because Vissarion, I mean, there's nothing special about Vissarion. He's just a hippie, like, living in a mountain. And then what was the guy from Australia?
He is named Alan John Miller. He prefers to go as AJ.
Of course.
He's
naturally.
In Australia. He's a former IT specialist. He runs a religious movement known as the Divine Truth from his home near the small town of Kingaroy in the state of Queensland.
It's another great one, another great Australian story for all our favorite Australian people. And then also, again, another religion where no bras are allowed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm in there.
Well, I mean, where are you going to go if there's no bras allowed? I guess you got to go right to the clit, just start pouncing around on that.
I just can't believe how primitive bras used to be. They used to just be handkerchiefs. You just tie around your... Now you got hoists.
Yeah, you got
to make them look good.
Yeah, a whole horse and pony show going on.
These genders are just lying to each other.
You think so?
Yeah.
Us with our Spanx.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, me with my nut lifts.
Mm-hmm. Cock enhancers.
It's these four wooden rods that I just like strap with
there.
A weird sort of nylon thing around my legs.
Right.
It just sits in my taint, and it pushes my balls up around my dick so it looks like my dick's got little breasts.
Oh, isn't that nice? I was always wondering how you had such majestic nuts.
Yeah, triple double double D's.
And they're lies. Lies. That's very sad to
it's
know,
all for
Henry.
The ladies. Yeah.
I guess it is.
Well, Miller claims that not only is he Christ, but his partner, Mary Luck, is in fact Mary Magdalene,
of course.
Who, according to the Bible, was present at the crucifixion. He told Sky
and
News,
did nothing.
No, she was so happy to see him go.
Anybody could have pulled him down.
Jesus was her pimp.
Here's what he says. I have clear memories of the crucifixion, but it wasn't as harrowing for me as it was for others like Mary, who was present. When you
what
were
was
one-
that, Jesus?
Jesus, you don't sound like I thought you would, Jesus.
Yeah. When he's like, and how many times I said, is that, you think that's a knife? You think that's a knife?
And then the guy stabbed me in the ribs with it, and I was like, it is a knife. It's a knife. Okay, you got me fucking good.
You think that's a nail? This is a nail.
I shouldn't have been so cocky with those guards.
You think that's a spear? This is a spear.
You think that's a cross? Oh, it's a huge fucking cross.
Yes, after his crucifixion, the Australian claims he entered the spirit world, yeah, where he met Plato, Socrates, popes, and presidents.
They all went to hell, so this is all bullshit. Everybody knows. Anybody with any philosophical thought went to hell.
He said, I did resurrect quite a number of people, including a friend of mine, Lazarus, who most people know is mentioned in the Bible.
He just woke up his friend Larry, who was blackout drunk.
I also think, like, as soon as you start talking as if you're in the show Godspell, you're not Jesus. You can't just be like, my friend, Lazarus. Okay. No one has a friend Lazarus.
No, that name hasn't existed for...
It's the name of a super secret, like, government computer program. It's not a name of a dude.
Yeah, it's a government spy program. It's not a man.
Yeah, and this Australian guy, he says...
Oh, by the way, hey, Prism?
Oh, yeah.
Are you online right now, Prism?
Oh, they're listening. They love our program.
I got the plans.
Burn.
Mr. Miller says he does not demand anything of those who come and listen to him speak. He claims donations are welcome but not obligatory, unlike friend Lord Ryo.
Are we ready to just
jump
in these cool,
right
beautiful waters?
Yeah.
Anytime a man finishes a sermon and then says, now let's pass the bucket around, it's not a good sign.
You see, I mean, again...
But then again, he's got to rent that horse. He's got to rent those
horses. He's
got to
rent that because that horse costs money.
And he doesn't own the horse.
It looked like it may have been on a horse trail, as if that he had went out and like was taking a horse trail riding and then brought his buddy with the camera. And he's okay, yeah, no. Don't worry.
No, do it now.
Oh, you just do it. It'll be
fine. Yo, do it now.
It'll be fine. You know, drop the hoagie, Joey. I'm trying to be
Hey, man, they call me Hoagie Joey for a reason. You brought me. You brought me.
You're hilarious, Joey. You know? I'm going to get up on there. Now, hand me my ceremonial sword.
I am Lord Rael.
How dare this horse defecate as I ride it?
And by the way, there are no videos of Lord Rael. I mean, to give you a very, very quick
You can't
overview.
Capture him on camera.
Yeah, you can like capture him on camera.
You can't capture him.
If you've ever seen the original VHS, it's the third short where you just can't see the guy on camera. It's all squiggle marks and digital looking things. That's Rael moving around, taking dumps in public.
Rael, there are only two pictures of him. Mm-hmm. One is him looking majestic in front of the sea. Mm-hmm. He's got a goatee, a horrible goatee.
Sure.
It's photoshopped.
The whole
picture is smeared Photoshop. It just looks like it's like who just used the smudge button all over his face for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and he's got long gray hair.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And he claims to be Lord Rael. He's actually a felon from Chicago named Raymond Elwood Howard Lear.
Well, I also heard is that the Raymond Elwood is actually a fake name that he used to fashion Rael out of because he said that Rael is some ancient Hebrew form of the word of God.
Well, we'll get into Rael
in
the Torah codes later on, which is a big part of Rael's claims to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man.
That's how you become God, but you claim it.
It's like that.
No, he has demanded it.
Well, we better give it to him then.
Yeah. This guy grew up in Chicago. He was part of the Guardian Angels back in the 70s and 80s.
That's great.
Yeah.
He unsuccessfully ran for mayor.
And I don't know how. I mean, he only put out that 7-minute campaign video of him just like showing Blagojevich, whatever that guy's name is. Just him like showing it over and over again and him being like, my name is Raymond Lear. I was born in a Chicago suburb. And it's like little like pictures of his history in between Blagojevich bullshit. It's like, this is horrible.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice to have a mayor that has a bone room. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be kind of fun.
So Lord Rael came about in 2011. He announced himself to the world on May 21st, 2011, announced himself through, where else would Jesus Christ announce his return?
YouTube. Naturally.
Because that's what he said also was that the way that he twisted some of the Bible verses, like talking about how like the Torah would talk about there would be a web all over the world during Revelations.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's the internet.
Think
about
it.
Of course Jesus would use YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also use Etsy.
And boy, is he struggling for Twitter followers.
He's
got like 5,000.
Okay.
Which is pretty
5,000 for new Jesus?
Yeah. Not good for God, though. I think the Pope's got like 30 million.
And he's been on Twitter for a couple of years now.
He's tweeting a lot.
Does he not know that you have to live tweet like main events? Like you have to live tweet the Oscars. You got to live tweet the Tonys.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know, let us know.
All right.
How do you eat for breakfast, Jesus? I want you to take Instagram pictures of your abs while you're working out.
That's right.
This tell man us about has your no abs. He's a bit of a tubby.
Mm-hmm. How many YouTube hits does he have?
48,000.
That's 48,000.
On his address. On his address to the world.
Comedy Central is going to give him a sitcom.
Yeah, that's
Jesus,
good.
Well,
Jesus right. Christ returns to the world, and 48,000 people see. Well, I'm not saying 48,000 because I've watched this video about 5 times myself.
Yeah, I've been watching it for a week since I sent it to you.
So like 22. Total people have seen this video just multiple times.
And before we can do, Henry, tell us how we came upon Lord Ryle.
Okay, so I
before
was.
Before we hear his address to the world.
Henry was sad looking for answers, didn't know who to turn to.
So I bought a hot dog and I met him while he was selling the hot dog. I was listening to Coast to Coast and it was an episode where they were talking to this priest who had he had exorcised up to 150,000 ghosts, which is fake. And so I was listening to it, and at the call-in section at the end, some guy calls up and he's like, but did, like, you know, answer, he's like, so do you, it was, you know, George Norris is like, so do you have a question for the father? And he's just like, does our father know the truth? Does the father know the truth? And he's like, what truth? What truth? And he's like, does he know that Jesus has already come back? That Jesus is back here on earth? And he's just like, what? What are you talking about? And he's just like, go to www.ra-el.org, rael.org, go to rael.org, and you will know the truth. And then hung up the phone.
Ooh.
And I was like, don't they normally screen these people? So I was just
I think
like,
they screen for rael type people.
And by the way, do not go to just plain rael.org because that is an alien site.
Yes, it's
that's
R-A.
A whole different guy doing alien research and alien.
Yeah, it's ra-el.org.
Yeah, if you go to rael.org, that's a whole different website.
You're not going to find the truth there.
No.
That's nonsense. No.
False prophets.
Oh, burn.
So this guy, I went and I just looked it up, and as soon as it popped up, I was just like, oh, holy shit.
Wow. He wasn't
like,
wrong.
Oh, my God. And then upon re-listening to the episode and listening to his his speech that we're about to listen to, it was him.
Yeah. It was definitely
he
him.
He called into Coast to Coast and plugged his own website. And, it's, you know, and George Norris is like, it's strange how you can do it. Some people have different ideas of the truth. You know?
George Norris just man, that guy rolls with anything, doesn't he? He's amazing.
He's an entertainer.
I love George Norris.
I was like, someone I know was talking shit about George Norris, and I like got in his face, and I was like, George Norris has been entertaining millions of people for years. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a vaudevillian.
Slowly walk away from the fat, scary man. Slowly. Do not break eye contact with him.
And I went
you know, Jesus is nothing if not a self-promoter.
Yeah.
You know?
I went to the Lord Ryle Facebook page, which, by the way, I am a member of the congregation!
You made it!
Hey, Ryle!
Oh, that's great!
Thank you, Ryle, for your release!
I asked to join the group last night, and today I woke up to a confirmation that I am officially a member of the congregation.
How
of
many
Lord
members
Ryle.
Of the Facebook page are there?
1,299, including me.
That is
I was almost number 1,300. I was almost 1,300.
You look different.
And I got a very nice welcome from. I got a personal message from Priest R.J. Davidson, who sent me a welcome video, which is just kind of
an old man. Did he send you a picture of his nut lift?
No, not yet.
He seems like a very sweet old man.
Sure.
You want to see my Oscar the Grouch?
just
I
balls.
Hate that you call your balls Oscar the Grouch.
That is gross. They actually seem really happy, which is kind of a bizarre sort of.
And he's dressed in a priest outfit, and he's obviously in a really shitty apartment that's right next to the highway.
Because
you can hear cars going by constantly.
Right.
And he's just kind of, he keeps stumbling over his words, and you can tell it's like his
Jesus is looking for a new apartment next to a park. Somewhere for a good school for my future children.
And I got like four welcome messages. You know, Priest R.J. Davidson said welcome. Another guy said welcome, Marcus Parks, smiley face.
Oh, that's nice.
Another one said welcome! Exclamation point.
Okay.
And another one said welcome, Marcus Parks, smiley face, namaste.
We should take a bunch of pictures of my naked tits and put them all over the website.
Yeah. No! Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Big breasts, hairy.
All right. So
are
I want to listen to some of his.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. I want to listen to his truth.
This is Lord Ryle addressing
the
world killed for the very first time.
And I will say that he does say that he was delivered here among... It was actually a very incredible UFO sighting outside of a synagogue in Jerusalem in 2011. And he said that this was him arriving on Earth.
So
I'll put up the video on the Facebook page. Yeah. But it's a fucking amazing UFO sighting.
It's like a UFO comes down to the temple on the rock where, I mean, admittedly, in the Bible, it does say that is the point of Jesus' return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy just jumped on it.
Yeah, this light comes down over the temple on the rock. It hovers there for a little bit, and then it just shoots up amazingly fast.
It's like the guy who invented the skip it. And he's like, kids are already skipping.
Skipping!
We're just going to fucking make it. We're going to make money off of it. We're going to make some money. It's the guy first guy who jumps on the idea.
I haven't thought about the skip it in forever. Jesus.
I don't know why I thought of it.
That was amazing.
Not that I used it.
It went around. No, you definitely, it was called the trip it for you because you couldn't skip. You couldn't skip.
Fuck you.
No, man. No, let's not get serious here, man.
I was really good at the skip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I would just throw it against the wall.
He just hit Jackie with it.
Yeah.
All right. This is Lord Rael addressing the world for the very first time.
My children. I am Rael. I am your king, and I am your lord, and I have arrived, as promised.
That's how we, when you talk to him, it's like...
To reclaim the throne of my father. Just as my sun now rises, so too does the Son of God rise.
He's from Chicago.
Redeem... humanity.
He just got done doing the play version of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
My children, this shall not be pleasant, for the harvest has begun.
Oh yeah.
As has your judgment. Know this, what must be done.
Oh my.
It just sounds like he's threatening us.
Oh my god, he is nothing but threats.
What he does say, is that in all the quotes that he puts up, and it's like the first thing he put was just like, I did not come in peace. I came, but with a sword.
Ah, intriguing.
All right, let's.
I'm just excited when we see the surveillance footage of him shooting up a mall. Like, that's going to be really great.
I think it's just going to be more him doing insurance fraud.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of insurance of just, like, him supposed to be, like, him showing up with, like, a back brace on, being like, I really laid up my back while I was carrying my fake cross.
They show the slip and fall.
But it's him just putting up a basketball hoop on a ladder, like, nailing something up, you know, like, private investigators is filming him, just, like, lifting a couch off the street.
He seems fine to me. It was a miracle! Yes!
It's just not insurance fraud. UFC. First evidence.
He throws two smoke bombs that don't go off, and he just slowly leaves.
Oh no, those were just snap bags. Like those little fireworks.
RJ, you bought the wrong fireworks again.
I'm sorry, Lord Rael.
Hoagie Joe's over there slamming down a sub. It's pretty amazing.
I think you look good, boss.
Anytime someone says what must be done, it's a little terrifying.
Yeah, because it's also him just like, he's recording that on YouTube as he's like waving in his burrito delivery
man
coming in the door. Like, as he puts the food down, he's like, just place it on the table. No, I'm recording my manifesto. Are these the chicken fajitas I ordered?
All right, let's skip ahead to the video a little bit.
They're cold! Send them back.
Faithful children, you are why I have
returned. Oh, talking to his congregation.
You are the reason I have left the bliss of my father's heaven to establish a new and everlasting heaven for you. I am pleased that you have kept the faith this long. It has not been easy, I know. Yet I am deeply saddened by what has been done in my name. I freed you from the bondage of the law of Moses and replaced it with the law of God.
Thank you.
So simple were my terms.
I mean, not really, like pretty tough.
Love our Father. Love each other. And you have failed terribly. And that is why... regrettably, I must judge you as well.
Jesus Christ, man.
Come on, bro.
He's just so goddamn mean to all of us.
Yeah. That's the thing, is he's real bossy.
He is.
He's the ultimate nerd.
Oh, he is. A nerd with spiritual power is the scariest nerd of all.
I just don't know where his confidence came from.
I mean, probably prison. Maybe beat up.
I have to, like, psych myself up to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
He needs to, like, how does he, just woke up just being like, I fucking got it. Get the camera.
Yep. I'm feeling it.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins. As soon as I wake up, and a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod.
All right. Let us continue now to... To what we should do.
Yes.
To help him.
Thank
and
God, because I don't
cause.
Know what the fuck to do.
Come to me. You may seek protection under my wings. But know this. The price of life is high.
You will have to give up all that is of this world, for my kingdom is not what you see before you. Mine is a kingdom of truth,
oh, yeah?
of light, of everlasting life and everlasting love. It is reserved for those with an enlightened mind and a noble heart. And only those I deem worthy shall walk it.
He's also, this is also him looking at his OKCupid page.
Yeah, this is exactly what he's writing it as he speaks. I feel like his kingdom is a single-bedroom apartment in Chicago. Like, it's not going to be very nice. Stinky sheets. Just, like, nothing but old delivery cartons all around. Oven's always on just because it hasn't shut off.
I will the Cubs to win the World Series.
Yes.
Here's him talking about the armies of heaven.
As your space agencies already
space agencies?
The armies of heaven are fast approaching.
What is that even? What are
I don't know.
Listen
why
to
is
me
there...
now, and I shall restore peace and prosperity. Peace. Refuse, and I will rain fire from the sky. I will continue to shake your land, and I will darken your sun.
Whoa, bro.
Take it easy my with the sun. We need it.
But my love... Oh, my love is far greater.
Holy Christ.
Choose wisely.
Oh, wow. Jesus, he has, sounds like Jigsaw from the Saw series.
Now he's going to address us Americans.
America.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no.
How are you?
You were once most favored in my eyes.
What?
But you have grown boastful, what? Wicked, and haughty.
You're the one pretending to be Jesus
there
here.
Is a plague of demons within you.
Oh, and by the way, when he says plague of demons, he shows pictures of an Hispanic gang and a picture of the Bloods.
Well, no, I understand that.
Crips.
You are insolent children who bully the world and feign victimhood. You inflict wounds upon yourself and blame others. For the spilling of
your
blood.
You're fucking Chicago right now.
He just got a massive Grundy when he was in sixth grade, and that's where he started thinking about all of this
all
stuff.
All this shit. Yeah, every single time, like, some White Sox fan ripped off his Cubs fucking jersey and pushed him in a garbage can. Yeah, he got really upset.
Yeah.
And now, my favorite part of his address, this is when it turns into a fucking wrestling promo of him versus Satan.
Ooh, who
wins? Going after our boy.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Satan always going to win.
Oh, against Lord Rael? Yeah.
God, I'd love the real Satan to just show up and fucking eviscerate this
guy. Oh, just bitch slap him,
like,
yeah.
If Satan was real, and then it's just him sitting in his one-bedroom apartment, train going by, shaking all the fucking commemorative plates off the walls, and he's sitting there, and then Satan just shows up, like, eternal dark pit of blackness, and he's just like, out, dicks, out, Satan, out! And then Satan just fucking cuts open his belly and puts out his intestines.
Hail, Satan!
All right, here we go.
Through all of our history, have you learned nothing of my anger or my vengeance? Know this, Satan.
Oh.
Of all the planets in our dominion, Earth is mine.
You can keep Mars. Mars is dumb.
You and your legions may leave peacefully, or I will remove you. Either way, your reign... In your subterfuge.
He just made that word has no place.
You come here to talk trash about the good people of St. Louis.
You come inside the squared circle. I will show you the meaning of pain.
I just don't understand this guy. I just think that he was fired from being assistant manager at Blockbuster.
Oh, he never made it to assistant manager. Oh, there's no way.
He
was
has
a night
been
shift.
Unemployed for most of his life.
But God bless him because he hasn't had to go back to work. You know, he doesn't have to be a temp.
I'm sure he's living off of the government.
Technically, he's doing better than Holden McNeely.
Yes, of course, Holden McNeely from the Round Table of Gentlemen, who's doing amazing.
All right, so...
I would say this guy probably spends upwards of 2 to 3 hours a week rummaging through his mother's jewelry to send it in for cash for gold.
Is this real, Pearl? Damn you, mother, you are so cheap. Excuse me, mother. Do you perchance have any clean socks for me?
All right, so after this video came
out... you're Jesus now, Rael, so why don't you go and grow up and buy your own goddamn socks?
Ah, you know what kind fits my feet the best?
Wigwams, yeah, I know. You love the wigwam.
Size is deceptive in a sports sock,
mother.
I wish I would have aborted you.
So after this video was released, the very next video is called You Were Warned.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of these videos have a lot of text in them.
Yes, they
go very slowly. So I, in my research, I transcribed all of these.
Thank you.
So
you
let me
transcribed all these.
Yes. He loves this.
You fucking lunatic!
This is like my favorite
new research.
I love this so much.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining. So what you writing? You know, just a bunch of lunatic words.
Get away from me, Nikki! I've got work to do.
Yes, yes, I'm transcribing the Lord's words.
So this is the transcript. On May 14th, the Holy and Apostolic Order... Apostolic?
Apostolic.
No. Apostolic? It's been so long since I've cared.
Yeah. It's apostolic.
The Holy and Apostolic Order of the Temple.
Apostolic.
Apostolic. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, that's the name of their church. The Holy and Apostolic Order of the Temple.
Okay.
Released a video in which we informed the world that Christ had returned. The world quickly responded.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. That's wrong.
No, they responded through YouTube comments.
And making fun of him. Calling him not queer.
Yeah, then
YouTube
disabled the comments, by the way.
Oh, they disabled all comments.
He does not want the people to speak.
You know how good and juicy a video is when they disable the comments. So I saw the comments are disabled, and I was like, ooh, this guy is fucking experienced.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Here's the comments. Liar. I don't like his accent. Con artist. He's too fat. Antichrist. What's with the hair? Fraud. They just want money. I hate you. Oh. Someone should kill you.
Whoa. I mean, no one should kill Lord Rael. Come on, people.
It's pretty much what we've been saying.
I hate to say this, but your recent comments on my prophecy videos on the YouTube are hurting Rael's feelings.
Yeah, they're just hurtful and they're rude. I might be the son of Jesus and everything, but I'm still a man.
And it continues.
I know that I'm fat. I'm well aware. I have to get size XXL robes when I'm upon my steed.
I mean, he's an impoverished guy from Chicago. Odds are he's going
to
be a little
chubby.
I have
to ride a Clydesdale to the White Castle.
That would be quite phenomenal to see him at the White Castle. We have to go find this
man. I will have 7 mini burgers.
Mini burgers.
And tell me, do you have any chicken rings left
all
after
we have
the
is,
lunch rush?
You don't have to clarify mini burgers here at White Castle, Lord Rael. All we have is mini burgers.
I want the tiny burgers.
But that's all we have, sir. So we can't give you a big burger or a tiny burger. It's just the White Castle burger, so...
And so
I can't believe I left Bliss for this.
No respect.
It continues.
Is that Rael is danger?
No respect.
No respect. No, son, I come back as a son of God. I got no respect. Yeah, that's true.
It continues mocking God. Open your Bible and show us when that ever turned out well. And so here is Rael's response. To shitty YouTube comments.
Attention, 4chan.
They test me, Father. They mock me. Hate me. When all I have done...
the minutes of YouTube videos that I have put together on my iMovie...
In 2,000 years, they have not changed. They are still the wicked, ungrateful children they always
were. You must cry here.
I know, Father.
Who are you talking to?
What you would have me do. That I should chastise them.
Whoa, come on.
It's just the best part's coming.
Uh-oh. You just took a big dump.
Just wait.
So be it.
All right. My comes. Chinese food is late.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
America. You were once most favored in my eyes.
Rock and roll!
Yeah!
But you have grown boastful, wicked, and haughty.
This is not a voice effect. This is what my voice is doing.
And by the way, this is just a clip from his previous video that they've cut out, put an echo on, and then put here. All
sure.
Right, continue.
Those of you who call yourself Christian,
mm-hmm.
how have you demonstrated my love by accusing you? That is why, regrettably, I must judge you as well.
Come on.
I will return to you in measure that which you have done for me.
Come what, you just leave other shitty YouTube comments?
Suffer the fate which will befall him. Gather to me now, my children, for the time of your redemption has come.
Let the flame war commence!
My wrath is great.
Whoa, 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 man! What's with that? That's just a real mirage of bullets there.
Boy, it really is. So,
barrage,
do you
mirage.
Know how he chastised America?
Yes.
The yes.
Fucking tornado in Joplin, Missouri.
Man, I
is
can't
that what
he's
taking
that
credit
he
for
that?
He's taking 100% credit for it because he says that Joplin, Missouri is the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Uh-huh.
And since, it's,
interesting.
Yeah, and since the people of America, the Christians of America, did not accept him immediately as his Lord and Savior,
uh-huh.
he sent one of the worst tornadoes in American history to destroy almost an entire fucking city.
Do it again, Rael. Do it again.
It was not the only time.
Oh, wow.
No, it was not the only time. For the next year, during Christmas.
Rialmas.
Yeah. For the next year.
You must seek to legally change the name.
Rialmas.
Rialmas.
Doesn't really roll to it. I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey,
really
Mom, Mary Rialmas.
Mary Rialmas, Mother.
And now it's time for everyone to get my blankets with pictures of Rial on them.
No, this is such an exciting holiday.
Finally, the respect I deserve.
Mm. What's my gift this year, Mother? The same as last year, son. A robe.
Feel comfortable in your breezy robe.
And
wigwam. Thanks to Lord Rael.
The Rael robe with wigwam
socks.
Sports
socks and robes. That is how all true philosophers dress.
Indeed.
Welcome, my children.
All right.
I see that your goatee are well maintained.
Yes, yes.
This is from a video called Disobedience Equals Death.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a smut
and
thing.
This is him speaking of how we have mistreated his clergy.
It seems like he's got a lot of just him being mistreated.
Yeah.
A lot of it. I mean, he's got a big persecution complex.
He plays the victim quite often here.
Brothers and sisters, I am exceedingly pleased that you have gathered in my name.
Okay.
You have given me hope that there is a remnant of humanity worth saving.
Oh, nice. Good.
Thank you.
Though I am not entirely pleased with how you have treated our clergy.
What?
I have discovered
the users on
that
the Facebook
you have not
fan
been
page.
Supporting them financially.
What?
Oh.
These are the people working to save your soul.
So it's not him.
Would you
he doesn't need the money.
Hungry? Unclothed, perhaps? Or have you decided to lay yet another burden upon me? Have I not done enough for you?
You haven't done anything.
Is he
really
recording this in a public library?
He might be. I feel like there's a lot of commotion going on.
I do not want to raise this subject again. They are.
He's right
he's
by
outside.
The highway.
He's outside.
Outside. Yeah.
They are providing.
He's on his balcony.
For yeah. you.
He doesn't have a balcony.
Because
so,
his girlfriend Denise is in the other room just going like, Raven, what are you doing out there?
Keep it down. Rory's on. I'm recording, honey.
If you'll notice, if you'll notice those recordings, I did not edit them up. I didn't cut them up. These things are so horribly edited that I know this guy had to have done a million fucking takes.
Oh, yeah.
And they just edited all of them together to make them sound all right.
I think that he is doing all of this.
I think
he is the clergy.
Maybe a fat friend is helping him out with the editing equipment.
So,
possibly.
After he makes this speech, it shows like 3 minutes of Black Friday footage of people shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. And here's more black text that I transcribed. How much money did they give Rael on Christmas?
How much?
$1 million?
Uh-huh.
10,000?
Not even 10,000?
Not even 10.
1,000?
Not even 1,000.
Not 1,000.
100?
Did they give him 100?
Zero.
They gave him zero on Christmas.
Zero on Christmas.
Nothing on Christmas. All he wanted was $1 million on Christmas, and we couldn't give that to him?
Your
come on, America, wake
came
up.
Before their need, and now your judge is fed up with you. You just don't learn. So you force his hand again? How does he normally chastise American Christians? Yep. Unprecedented tornado outbursts in the Bible Belt.
Because he didn't get a gift for Christmas.
Mary! Is he Storm?
Merry Christmas!
That was an arch villain? What happened?
Then, right after that, they show a tornado in Mobile, Alabama on Christmas Day that killed three and injured, I think, like 50 or 60.
I think that's
just great timing.
He's emotionally unstable.
And then we got the hottest year ever in the U.S. in 2012 because people said mean things. Also, he also claims that, remember that badass flu from last year?
That's him?
Yeah, that was him.
I'm starting to think that he's just picking things out of the newspaper.
It could be the case, yeah.
Whatever
newspaper he slept in the night before, he just reads. He's like, that I did.
And then I knew Jesus made me choose this as a blanket for a reason.
And then at the end of the video, it says, he's immortal. You are not. He can do this a lot longer than you think he can.
Well, if he's immortal, I think he could probably do
this forever.
It just
sounds like a promo for fucking Nightmare on Elm Street as well.
Oh, what a champion.
And there's just so much stuff. His website, the evidence that he
evidence
the
frequently is just
asked questions.
Great.
I mean, it's just...
Can we read some of the frequently asked questions? I definitely want to read the one, the very last one. It's just my favorite question. The whole thing was like, should I convert my entire church to believe in you? Or what if I just believe in you myself?
Yeah, should I still assemble with my present church? Or should I now just follow Lord Rael?
Which is written by him, of course.
Yeah, and here's the answer. To put it bluntly, what purpose would it serve to follow a dead church?
For the
church age ended when Christ returned, when you could instead follow the living Christ. Unless your church is in full communion with us, they are heretical. And staying with them, you are participating in heresy.
Oh, wow.
What are some of the other good ones?
My favorite is the claim that he's the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's
Could
hear about
Lord
that.
Could Lord Brael be the biblical... And the reason why I keep saying Rael is because he pronounces it Rael, but it's spelled R-A-Y-E-L.
It's Rael, yeah.
It's Rael, yeah, but he pronounces it Rael. It's weird. It's very strange.
Yeah, because also, it's almost like he's also denying the fact that his original name is Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it should be Rael.
No.
But he says his name is Raymond Elwood.
Yeah. In the other evidence, he says that his name is Raymond Elwood.
But it's a fake name, because that's not his actual name.
Yeah,
his name is Raymond Lear.
Yeah, Elwood is his middle name.
Yeah.
Raymond Elwood Howard Lear. Like, it's Howard Dash Lear.
Horrible name.
Yeah,
it's one of the worst.
Yeah. Could Rael be the biblical false prophet or the Antichrist? Answer? Absolutely not!
Whoa! Come on, man.
Lord Rael makes it very clear that he is not here not to prophesy, but instead to fulfill prophecy. Mm. As for Antichrist...
Yeah, I think he may have taken some, like, law classes, the way he breaks this down.
Yeah.
This is a biblical misunderstanding by most Christians. The King James Bible uses the word Antichrist exactly 5 times. The Bible tries to explain how people would come to deny the truth of Christ, and that these people have within them a spirit of Antichrist. The Bible was speaking of a false belief system, not an actual person. It wasn't until later Bibles were printed that the word "the" was placed before the word Antichrist to fool Christians into believing that this was an actual person. Many who preach the Bible claim that the beast or the lawless one or the man of sin and others are all a single person who is the Antichrist. Their twisting of John's words is a heresy, and they have caused much confusion among the Christian faithful. It is a type of misinterpretation that Lord Rael is working to correct, as he recently put it, while the dangers rise to the necks of my children, they are still searching for a single drop of rain.
Ding!
Meaning...
Oh, my lean cuisine's done.
Meaning that instead
I cannot believe I forgot to DVR Rhoda.
Oh, I love Rhoda! Love Rhoda!
I'm quite displeased that TV Land has stopped showing Rhoda in favor of Full House.
And they will receive my ultimate judgment.
Just him sending photocopied pictures of his ass to the TV land offices.
And they are
Lord Rael strikes you down.
And he's got a ton
This fat guy's been sitting on a horse.
Yeah, it's obvious. Just look at that butt. Yeah, it's real flat and odd looking. Put some syrup on that pancake.
And there are, let's see here, 23 different prophecies that he has supposedly filled. Matthew 24:30 tells us that right before the appearance of Christ, quote, the sign of the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens. On January 28th, 2011, over a billion people in India could see the clear image of Christ on the moon, and though the story was widely reported throughout the region, it was suppressed throughout the rest of the world. Because, of course, the mainstream media does not want us to hear about Lord Rael because they're in bed with all the churches,
absolutely,
the Catholic Church, and they don't want to see his word.
What I will say is, we can't call it, it's, you know, when the lamestream media comes down with their company line from the Illuminati, there's nothing we could do to beat these people. Mm-hmm. All right? They have the control of these Jew reptiles.
Okay, take it easy with the whole Jew thing.
But then
thing.
Again, I just think India was just, I think it was just a cloud of smoke from Mumbai constantly burning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why.
No,
that's
yeah, the
they
fact
saw.
They have absolutely no. You know, protection as far as environmental goes.
Well, another prophecy, it is believed protection. That Mary Magdalene was a repentant prostitute possessed by seven demons and that only Christ could save her. And, of course, Rael's beloved, the woman that he beat to shit and she had an order of protection against him that he violated and then got sentenced 5 years in the federal penitentiary but ended up only serving 166 days.
You could and say that happened, but I wouldn't.
But then they're back together. They're together now.
I did find public record. I found actual documents that
but was
that
placed here later on to discredit the fact that he truly is the son of Christ.
And he says, the specifically beloved of Lord Rael is a repentant prostitute who is severely addicted to seven mind-altering drugs forced upon her, and only Lord Rael could save her.
Uh-huh. Well, they sound like a match made in heaven.
I saw the movie Say Anything, and I knew that if I just showed her how much I loved her by mashing her face into a concrete floor, that I would dispel the demons.
That's love. That's love.
Zechariah 6:12 says, tell him this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. Here's what that means. Elwood is phonetically a reference to the shape of a tree limb.
It's fucking
wood.
That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. He actually had me up to this point. I was about to become a member of the man's church until this Elwood thing happened.
Yeah, and the Bible refers to the return Christ as the lion, and Hebrew sacred gematria, Rael, equals 241.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole, certain Hebrew words like add up to numerical things, and then you compare which, like, numbers are the same. That's how you can tell what are correlations of the Bible.
Rael equals 241, a number with a transliteration that means Lion of God.
There's just no denying the evidence. You know, I feel like he is the
Son of God. Is he still active? Is he still putting out videos now?
The last video that... I mean, the Facebook page is extremely active.
Okay, he's out there.
I mean, you're talking, you know, at least 20, 30 posts a day.
Holy shit.
From Lord Rael or followers?
From followers.
Okay, Lord what's Rael's, the Facebook page?
The Facebook page is International Congregation of Lord Rael. Okay. I'm a member.
Okay. I'm going to be a member today. I'm going to go join this today, and I recommend everyone in the last podcast to go join the Lord Rael Facebook page.
And how do
Let's
you,
show him some love.
Do you just friend? Do you just request it?
You just request it.
And that's it.
And that's it. That's all you get.
Okay.
And by the way, Lord Rael, I mean, we didn't even get to him being an Anunnaki.
Damn it!
I mean, there's
how far are we? How much time do we
have
left?
No time. We're over time.
We can come back. We'll come back to Lord Rael.
But
we'll
does he say he's an Anunnaki, or does he?
He says that he's an Anunnaki.
His main detractor, though, also comes at him pretty hard for calling. This is where they had to put the Antichrist thing into the frequently asked questions. Because I forget what's the name of his detractor. It's Roger. What's his name?
Let's see here. I've got it pulled up.
So there's a fellow who starts a fight.
There's a guy who is just has it out for Rael.
His name is shit. Well, he's at ultimatesurvival.net.
Okay.
And Ultimate Survival surviving 2012 and beyond. So, I mean, I guess we're in beyond right now.
But he has been at He is just nipping at this guy's.
Because
he's the one who blew up his criminal record.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because this guy was searching Nibiru, and of course, Nibiru is the planet that's that was supposed to come back.
Planet
in
X, yeah.
Yeah, Planet
it
X.
It didn't come.
Oh,
that's fucking crazy
what?
To me.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was going to be here.
Insane. So he researched it, and there's an actual video where Rael talks about his connection to the Anunnaki, who are also part of the Tall Thin Whites.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
In the Canadian former defense minister's speech.
And I think we're going to talk about those in a future episode coming up.
I mean, yeah, we'll talk about it at some point. It's definitely the biggest UFO revelation of our generation. It's real. It's officially real. That guy's a minister of defense from Canada.
Yeah.
This is not a...
Anyway, we're getting off topic. So that's Lord Rael. Check out his Facebook page and...
LordRael.com.
LordRael.org.
They bought LordRael.com and it forwards you to ra-el.org.
That's hilarious.
So retarded.
So check them out and, you know, make sure to follow all the fake Jesuses.
And by the way, the related groups are aliens... Elenin, and shit, we didn't even get to Elenin. Oh man, there's just so much.
You know what? We'll come back to him. We'll come back to him.
All right.
All right, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail Lord Rael.
Indeed, hail Lord Rael.
Hail Geen.
And of course, hail yourselves, everyone.
Just know anybody telling you Jesus is, anybody who's telling you that their Jesus is lying.
Or believe him. Whatever.
Do whatever you want.
It depends on his weight.
Yeah, just get out of here. Just get out of here.
Whatever.